with Pesach coming in just a few days, I want to turn our attention to the mitzvah halayla. And let's take a look in the mitzvah Chaf Aleph, the 21st mitzvah near the end of Parshas Bo. One of the two main mitzvahs of the night, the two main mitzvahs daraisa that we have Leil HaSeder are matzah, eating matzah, be'erev tochel matzos, and Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, retelling the story and relaying the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we should be zocha soon to have the Karban Pesach, but shalom b'fnei habayis without a beis hamikdash. These are our two mitzvahs. Let's take a look at mitzvah 21, the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sefer Achinuch begins by defining the mitzvah, l'saper be'inyin Yetzias Mitzrayim, b'leil chamisha aser b'nisan, to tell about the leaving Mitzrayim on this night, on the night of the 15th at the Seder, kol echad l'kefit tzachas l'shano. Each Jew expresses it in his words. Mentioned in Shul, that the goal is not just to recite the Haggadah, but to individualize the story. Certainly, to tell the story in our own words, in our own language, one can be Mekayim in the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim in translation. And it's a good idea, if not to translate every single line, if we're reading the Hebrew, certainly to translate key lines into English and to explain, to discuss. And then lehallel u'lishabeach Hashem Yisbarach. Not only to discuss, but then to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an emotional, visceral reaction, to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol anisim sha'asah lanu sham. So the Sefer Chinuch understands that the Hallel is part of the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Magid itself involves both. Most is telling the story, but then at the end we have two paragraphs of the Hallel that we get in before the second coast. Shenemar, it's a mitzvah daraisa, pasuk in Chumash, v'hi gadat tel avincha. Tell it to your son. Tell it to your child. That, although that pasuk doesn't make it clear, that pasuk in Bo doesn't make it clear when this mitzvah of Yigalat happens. But as we know, as we say at the Seder, Yochlam Yerosh Chodesh, we say at the Seder that Chazal and the Medrash point out this is specifically Bishas Achilas Matzah. You do the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim in conjunction with and at the same time as the mitzvah Achilas Matzah, Bo'erev Tochel Matzah, specifically this night. Mashamra Kazul Avincha, Lav Davka V'no, Elafil Im Kol Beri. And the Sefer Chinuch points out as well, although the Torah says Levincha, that's ideal to a special aspect to share it with children, but the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim one can fulfill even with no children at the table, even in a conversation with anyone else. Now, what's this mitzvah all about? Inyan ha-mitzvah, writes the Chinuch, the second paragraph of mitzvah 21, mitzvah chafal. The inyan ha-mitzvah, she is kor ha-nisim ha-inyonim, she'eru u'lavoseinu b'yitzias Mitzrayim. We're meant to remember the nisim that happened and the different aspects of the story, of the events that unfolded at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the eich lo'kach ha-kel yisbarach nikmaseinu mehen, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the Rasham, how he took care of us, and how he punished the Rasham. It's interesting that the Sefer HaChinuch goes out of his way to emphasize that the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim includes talking about the Makos, includes talking about not only that we were saved, but that the mitzvah were punished. Mentioned in Shul a couple of weeks ago, that Makos Bechor, Bris Min Absarim also includes both. Gamas HaGoya Sheravodu Don Anochi, the onish to the mitzvah, was a key part of that summary, that blueprint that HaKadosh Baruch Hu laid out. Not only Geulas Yisrael, but the onish to the mitzvah. I think he mentioned at the time, Purim time, that in the bracha after Mikra Megillah, the bracha Haravas Rivenu, and the Chasima we Paskin, that both themes appear in the closing of the bracha. Hanifralani mitzareinu akel moshiach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us and that he punishes our enemies. Apparently, since Ein Chosin B'Shnayim, the Chasima of the Bracha cannot include two disparate themes, apparently they're not unrelated. Apparently, Hanifralani mitzareinu is part of akel moshiach. Part of Geula is recognizing the Schar of the Tzadikim and the Onish of the Rasham. There's a greater justice to how history unfolds, even if we don't see it in the moment. So that's why, perhaps why the Chinuch says here as well, as with the Bris Ben Absarim, as with the Bracha Ravis Rivenu, Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim includes both how HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the Mitzrayim. And he says, understand that although ideally it's dialogue, I feel it be no levenatzmo, even if there's no one else there, ain't shamachim. A Jew is a Nebuch, all alone with Lasedim, all alone, not a single human being with him. Still, chayv lahotzi adurim befev, even if you're all alone, and you're obligated in a Torah to verbalize Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not enough to silently read the Haggadah. I need to say the words out loud. Just like Tefillah, just like Birkas HaMazon, just like Kriya Shema, the words need to be said. Why? Why? I'll read it. Kadesh Yisorer Libo Badavar Ki Bedibur Yisorer Halev. It'll be more inspiring. I'll be more touched. I'll be more moved if I'm saying the words and hearing the words multimodally. Instead, there's an active element to it. I'm saying, I'm hearing, as opposed to merely looking with my eyes and thinking about the words. The more active I am, the more it will impact me. A reflection of an idea that the Chinuch returns to time and again. We've seen it many times, and it comes up particularly in the Pesach context of Acharei HaPu'ulos Nimshachin HaLavavos. That the heart will be drawn, that our insides will be shaped by our physical action. It's not enough to think about ideas. We want to really shape internal midos and internal attitudes and internal beliefs and understandings deeply. We need the power of repeated physical action and physical expression in order to shape what's going on inside, to shape our pnimius. So while it's true that there will be a certain impact of thinking through the Haggadah, there will be far more impact if we say the Haggadah, even if there's no one to say it to, say the Haggadah. It impacts others and it impacts us. Now, the Chinuch wants to know, well, what are the Sharashei HaMitzvah? So it's already obviously beginning to become clear that the impact of the mitzvah is, well, what? Well, we're telling the story, so we're clearly meant to think about the story, but to what end do we think about the story of over 3,000 years ago of Kadosh Baruch Hu taking us out? Misharashei HaMitzvah Zu, moving to the next paragraph in Mitzvah 21, Mitzvah Chaf Aleph. So the Chinuch writes, what are some of the roots of this mitzvah, some of the internal impact of this mitzvah? Mashikasu b'karben Pesach, as he explained earlier, the way in which it impacts my emuna. The ein min ha-tema in bo lanu mitzvahs rabos alzeh. It's not surprising that we're meant to have so many mitzvahs to help us remember this story, both mitzvahs aseh and mitzvahs los aseh. There's so many positive mitzvahs. There's so many negative mitzvahs. We have negative mitzvahs like the Isur against eating chametz, the Isur against owning chametz. We have so many, so many positive mitzvahs to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim throughout the year, like Tefillin and Pinyon HaBen, and specifically on Pesach, the Matzah, the Mor, the Karban Pesach, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, most centrally, actually, talk about it. Not surprising there should be such a plethora of mitzvahs. Why? Kihu Yisod Gadol V'Amud Chazak B'Torasenu uve'munasenu, because Yetzias Mitzrayim is such a great foundation, such a powerful supporting pillar for the entire Torah, for our entire emunah, our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The religion is built to such an extent on rests, to such an extent on Yetzias Mitzrayim. Alkeinu Omrim Lo B'Rechosenu V'Tfiloseinu Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why throughout the year, the term Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim comes up again and again in Brachos and Tfilos and Shabbos davening, Yom Tov davening, Shabbos Kiddush and Yom Tov Kiddush. Lefi Shehu Lanu Osu Mofes Gam Rechidush Olam. Sefer Chinuch writes here, paraphrasing and summarizing the words of the Ramban in his final section on Parshas Bo, that seeing the Nisim of Mitzrayim they were a demonstration of the fact that there's a Borei Olam. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu could suspend nature, number one, clearly he's in charge of it. He created it. And if he chooses to change nature for the purpose of a particular nation, that shows not only that he's Eloka Kadmon, that he came before the universe, he created the universe, but also Chafetz V'Yochol, He has full power over the universe and cares about the universe. He's involved and cares, and because he cares, he engages with our lives. Po'el called himself Hayesh Shehem Alav. Kadosh Baruch Hu maintains the existence, continues to sustain the existence of everything as it is. As a result, Kadosh Baruch Hu could, at will, change things to the way he would like them to be. He could perform any miracle that he wants to. We remember what happened in Mitzrayim. Sheshina tivei ha'olam b'shvileinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu suspended and changed nature for us. Remarkable, overwhelming nisim, overwhelming changes to the normal, natural order. When you see that, that's mishate kol kofer b'chidush olam. Those nisim, the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu could do miracles, and as the Rambam stressed, not only that he did nisim, but that they were predicted in advance and then happened, it makes it so clear that Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's a creator who created the world, who maintains control of the world, and maintains an interest in the world. Mishatei kol kofer b'chidush olam, and mikayem ha'amuna, buttress our faith in Yediyas Hashem Yisbaruch. Now that Kadosh Baruch Hu exists, but that he's aware. He's not an absent creator. He's not a watchmaker who set the watch working and walked away. No. Kadosh Baruch Hu continues to know and be aware of what goes on. And Hashgachaso v'yecholto b'klal v'pratim kulam. He's aware and he's involved. And he's involved not only in an overall broad strokes way, Hashgacha klalis, but with human beings, also Hashgacha pratis, detail specific, involved in every person. So these are... Ikari Amun, and this is something that Ramban again develops at length in the Parshas Bo, and Sefer Achinuch, who we assume was a Talmud or a Talmud of a Talmud of Ramban, is distilling for us this idea that the significance of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim was not only to know that chunk of Jewish history, but to recognize what it teaches us about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what it teaches us about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, awareness of our lives, and his care and involvement in our lives. To know that, as Ramban points out, is something that wasn't only relevant over 3,000 years ago. That's relevant this day and every day. To learn, as Ramban says, to apply the Ikari Amuna that we can draw from studying the great radical Nisim Galuyim and apply that Amuna to notice the Nisim Nistarim, to notice the little ways, the inobvious ways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved in our lives, in obviously and far, far, far more frequently. Those are the ideas that the Ramban develops in the context of the Haggadah. We have a few more minutes. As I mentioned before, I'd like to turn, for the next couple of minutes, five mitzvahs earlier. Mitzvah Tes Zayin. Mitzvah 16 in the Sefer Achinuch. It looks like a detail in a long string of details. Shelo l'shbar etzem min ha-pesach. Eating carbon pesach, we have one of the lavin in the parasha, not to break the bones. Etzem lo sishbru bo. An issur of breaking the bones of the carbon pesach. What's that all about? Why does it matter whether I break the bones or not? You learn the sugis and psachim. Sometimes makes it a little more complicated to work with the carbon pesach. You have to be sure not to break any of the bones. Why is that significant? What were we supposed to do? That's a din. It says in the Chumash, we keep it. But what are we supposed to derive from it? How are we supposed to grow from this? So the Chinuch says, first, he focuses on this mitzvah in particular, and then thinking about this mitzvah brings him to a larger idea, a larger appreciation of mitzvahs. So let's take a look in the minutes that remain. Misharashe ha-mitzvah, among the roots of the mitzvah, lizgar nisei mitzrayim, kom shechazav necheres. As with the other earlier mitzvahs in Parshas Bo, this mitzvah is meant to help us remember the Nisim Mitzrayim. How so? Gam ze min gizo min ha-shor sheniskra. This mitzvah, too, is part of that category. It's a branch of that root. How do we remember the Nisim Mitzrayim? By not breaking the bones? What's the significance of that? He says, I'll explain to you. She'ein kavod levnei melachim v'yewatzei eretz ligarer ha'atzamos l'shabram kaklavim. If you're a prince, if you're a royal advisor, if you're a man at court, if you're a person of impact, you're not going to break the bones like dogs. Ugh, that's gutter eating, says the Sefer Chinuch. Certainly not aristocratic eating. Break the bones. Why is it not aristocratic? Lo ye'os la'sos kacha kim la'niye ha'am ha're'evim. To break the bones, that's what's going to happen when you're ravenously hungry. You've never seen meat before. You haven't eaten meat in such a long time. You haven't eaten much of anything in a long time. And then you get your hands on a piece of meat on the bone. You go at it. You go at it sometimes with such ferocity that you end up breaking the bones. Or maybe you break the bones intentionally to suck out the marrow as well. But that's not mechubad. At the beginning of the process of our coming, growing into being a mamlechas kohen v'am kadosh, v'goy kadosh. Our process obviously is centered around Shavuos, but begins with Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was meant to lead to the Ma'amar HaSinai. So originally, the first Pesach ever at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then every year since, over the last 3,000 plus Yamim Tovim of Pesach since the original one, Ra'ui lanu la'sos ma'asim ha'marim banu ha'mala ha'gedola sha'alinu la ba'osa sha'. It's appropriate that at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, you ought to pick actions, pick behaviors that demonstrate this sort of level that we rose to, the time Yetzias Mitzrayim, and where it led to. We should act aristocratically. We should act derech eros. Mitoch ha-masav ha-dimayon sh'anachnu osim, nikba v'naf sh'oseinu, ha-davar li'olam. If we'll act this way, if we'll act in a way that portrays, that symbolizes this cheros, this mamlechas kona, understand that we have spiritual royalty, that will help us to absorb this idea in our minds, in our hearts, in our nefesh, forever. And then, in this context, the Sefer HaChinuch says, you might be wondering, we're not going to have a chance to read all this inside, but let's read some of it inside, and you may want to read, well, we could summarize what comes, you may want to take the time, the next few days, to read the rest inside. The words here are precious. All the words of Sefer HaChinuch are precious. And these are particularly famous and of particularly broad application. He says, you might ask me a simple, solid, logical question. Don't. You're wondering why? Let me answer. Don't think you're going to catch me by saying, oh, well, he might be wondering, why the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to do all these different actions, all the different mitzvahs, to remember the names. One, if we're able to mitzvah number 16, the mitzvahs of Pesach began from 4 or 5, Kiddush HaChodesh. So many different mitzvahs just around that one. Nice. Hello, b'zichrona, zikaron echad yala dov machshavtenu. You have one mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. You need to have the Karm Pesach and the matzah and the CPT this time, and all the details, one after another, of how you make the Karm Pesach. It has to be like this, it has to be like that, it has to be roasted. And here, you can't break the bones. Who needs so many details? One mitzvah. That will help you to remember the idea. Lo mechachmat es b'sein azeh. Don't ask, you know, that's not a valid question. Machshev es hanar yasiach al adaber kein. It's the folly of youth that makes you think that that's a valid question. You know why? Bini imbina shemazos. Listen carefully. You'll learn to understand. Alamed chalahol b'tarmen. Let me teach you to recognize the impact, the accomplishment of tarmitzes. Ha'adam, here he says, ha'adam nifal kafi pulosa. The person is acted upon by his actions. We sometimes rephrase as we said just a few minutes ago, a person impacted by his actions. So as if a person repeatedly acts, does good actions over time, that will shape me. Even if I'm doing those good actions, shalom l'shma. And if I'm a great person, but I repeatedly act in an underhanded way, in a way that demonstrates shallowness, Even if he says, let's say you had no choice. The king forced you to get into an industry where you're doing these sorts of actions. Over time, it's going to sink in. It won't just be a question of what I'm doing. It will impact the way I think and feel. Ha'adam nifal kefi pu'ulosav. And then moving to the next page, he writes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gemara says in the Makkah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted mezakeh the Jewish people, and that's why he gave us so many mitzvahs. Now, one could have argued the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be zoche, to make it easy for us to be tzaddikim, he should have given us very few mitzvahs. Just give me one or two, and I'll get really good at doing those. Why so many mitzvahs? And the answer is, no, because there's a whole range of the human life, of the human conditions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives so many different mitzvahs, so every part of us could be shaped. How we think about food, how we think about clothing, how we think about money, and so on and so forth. There are mitzvahs for everything. There are mitzvahs for everything, and they impact us. And he says, that's why you have so many mitzvahs. We need to really let the ideas of Yetzias Mitzrayim sink in. He says, that's why it's important to think about what work do I do, and what are the attitudes at work, and what are the attitudes that are expressed by the way I operate, and to make sure that as much as possible, I'm not in a position where I feel the need to be sarcastic, because talking that way will sink into how I feel. And I can find opportunities to speak in a way that bespeaks the substance values within that will strengthen. Look for opportunities to engage in a type of chitzonius that strengthens the pnimius. And at the end of this paragraph, we'll close with this final line, achar dat chaze, once you understand this idea of ha'adam nifal kefi pu'ulosav, acharei pu'ulos m'shachan avalos, then al yaksha alecha mi'ata ribui ha'mitzvah b'in zechiras nisim etzayim. We're no longer shocked. We're no longer puzzled by the great abundance of mitzvahs about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sheim amud gol b'taras einam, because after all, as you and I just learned in Mitzvah Chaf Aleph, Yetzias Mitzrayim is such an important pillar of our emuna. Kivir vos askenu b'hem nispael hadavar. If we have more opportunities to be involved, to be engaged, to be acting in a way that bespeaks Yetzias Mitzrayim and the lessons of Yetzias Mitzrayim, will be more impacted in terms of our emunah, in terms of applying the emunah, the bitachon, in our lives, kemo shamarnu, as we have described. So these are some of the ideas to bring into Pesach, to understand that the point of the story is to relate to us and to notice the ikari emunah about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his involvement in our lives that apply to this very day. And that these ideas are so important that the Torah has an unusually large abundance of mitzvahs by Yetzias Mitzrayim because the lessons of Yetzias Mitzrayim and their potential impact on our lives are so significant that the many, many mitzvahs, will together really drive this point home within. And to think about it, over the course of Pesach, these ideas of Emunah and the larger question of what am I involved in? What are my habits? What are my routines? And do those routines drive forward a negative movement in Pnimius? Or hopefully, the routines are positive. They symbolize positive modes of thinking and positive mitos. And engaging in those routines reinforces a healthy, holy, happy Pnimius. Wish you all a chag kasher v'sameach. Thank you so much for calling in. You should be zoche to celebrate with Karm Pesach together based on Mikdash and Mehev Yameinu. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.